It's good to see this good crowd. First night of the meeting. I know y'all had services yesterday, and I'm sure that you enjoyed that. Brother John told me that y'all had sweet services, and the Lord also blessed us with some good services down in Pennsylvania. And I was just thrilled to hear the testimony on God's people's lips yesterday. I tell you what, if you're saved by the grace of God, you don't have to fabricate something. Amen. You've got something to say. Amen. And I like it when it just gets out of the banks and people get that can't help it and begin to testify about the goodness of God, Sister Vaz. Ain't that a blessing? Amen. And I'm glad. How many's glad you're saved tonight? Amen. Everybody that is saved is glad that they're saved. Amen. And I thank God for that tonight. Well, what a blessing. What a blessing it is to be back at Black Creek. And we thank the Lord for that. Brother John, thank you, the church, for the invitation to come. And it's a blessing for me and my family to come and be in this meeting this week with Brother Tim and to serve this church. Amen. And I've always counted it an honor that the Lord would let the evangelist serve the local church. Amen. That's what we do. We serve the local church. I'm going to be all tangled up with it. You know what I feel like? Amen. Calling a flood route. Amen. To the right, to receiver 37 or something. Amen. Hallelujah. With these things, you're going to have to help me with this. Amen. Or I'm going to tear it all to pieces. Where's the old type at? Amen. Hallelujah. What happened to Peanut Mike's? Amen. But the Lord's so good to us. Well, I tell you what, I was told here probably about a year ago that I don't remind anybody of an Episcopal preacher. I didn't know where to take it. As a compliment or a threat or what, amen? But I am who I am, and Brother John's knew of me for 20-some years, and I appreciate the Lord letting us come and serve this local church and this pastor. And I'm not going to try to be anybody who I'm not. And I don't believe that's why this pastor brought me up here, but I want to be a help to you.
Amen.
And I notice a lot of people that were here last year, and I thank the Lord that you're still here in church and serving the Lord. And then as we went to Walmart and picked up a few groceries today, I didn't really know how to take it. This fella asked me, he said, I was talking to him a little bit there, asking for some help at the self-checkout. He said, where are you from? I said, you don't think I'm from New York? He said, no, but I guess you're from either Tennessee or Georgia. Amen. And I said, well, how did you know that? Amen. He says, because nobody up here is that nice. Amen. I was using yes, sir. No, sir. Maybe we ought to come up here and teach y'all some manners. Amen. I teach my kids, amen. I say, my name is sir.
Right. Yes, sir.
They may not even know my first name. Mister. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 tonight is where the Lord has led us in the service tonight. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. If you're physically able, we'll stand out of respect and reverence for the Word of God. We'll make a few comments as we go down through. If you're not able to stand the whole time, I understand completely. Amen. But we want to respect the Word of God. But if you're not able to stand the whole time, I completely understand that. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 1, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof from such turn away. With the help of the Lord, we're going to deal with those scriptures tonight. With the help of the Lord, a lot of good information in the whole chapter. Let's read the whole chapter. It's only 17 verses. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Janus and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. And they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. You know, it doesn't matter what you go through. The Lord is able to deliver you. I don't know what problem. I've not been up here since last year and seen a few of you at different meetings and seen your pastor. But it's untelling, amen, the problems that are represented in this room tonight. But I want to assure you, this is not the message, but it's a message probably for you. Out of them all, God can deliver you, amen. He can deliver you out of any problem you have. Got any mountains that you think are incrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God is able to do the impossible. He can do what others cannot do. I'm thankful for that tonight, Brother Michael. Hallelujah. The Bible says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Where did the persecution go anyway? From Christian living. It went out the door because we're not living like Christians any longer. The barometer of Christian living is persecution. You will be persecuted. You will be ostracized. You'll be avoided. Your family will reject you. Thank God, I'm glad that God will be a friend to you and will draw ever near. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 13. Notice verse 14. In light of all this, he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. What is the answer in these days when we're seeing perilous times and wickedness, Brother Haney, on every hand? Just continue in the Word of God. Continue in the statutes that you have been taught, that you have heard, that has been pressed upon your heart. Don't waver. Don't falter. Continue. Amen. Continue in those things. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture. Thank God for the King James Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll say this. I don't know why I'm on this tonight, amen. When you wave a King James Bible, you shouldn't live a NIV life. Amen? You ought to live a life that corresponds with this Bible. And I've preached this, brother, for years and years and years. All of what you really believe is what you practice. That's what you really believe. Is what you practice. Amen. You say, why do you live the way you do? Amen. Why do you dress the way you do? Why does your family present themselves the way they do? Is because we believe the Bible. If we're going to have revival, and I guess that's what this is geared around, amen, having revival at this local church, amen, we're going to have to get back to obeying the word of God. Amen. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. What's it profitable for? For doctrine. Amen. For teaching. That's what that simply means. Too much to deal with tonight. Amen. For reproof. Amen. You need that. We don't want it, but we need it. If you want preaching, amen, you're going to get reproved sometimes. I was preaching here not long ago in a meeting, amen, in North Carolina, preaching about in-your-face preaching. People say, well, I don't want that, amen. I might get COVID. Amen, you don't have to worry about COVID. There's a disease, bothering you worse than COVID. Sin disease. Amen. But thank God for old time preaching of the word of God. Revival meetings have been geared around preaching, and a lot of that God has used reproof, amen, in people's life. Correction. Reproof and correction, amen. Thank God for it. And for instruction in righteousness. We not only need reproof and correction, but you need to be told what's wrong, but you also need to be told what's right. And that takes, young lady, instruction to tell you what is right and how to dress and how to live and how to conduct yourself and have a right demeanor. Brother Zane, we need some people today, man, to be taught character. They don't have character in this day.
Come on.
They won't get their tails out of bed and go to work. That's instruction.
Amen.
Now, I know I instruct a little bit and kind of bleeds into reproof, amen. But I say to my kids, get your tail up. Get out of bed. You want to know how to kill a big buck? You know what? It ain't going to crawl between your sheets. You don't kill a big buck, amen, by laying up in bed till 10 in the morning. You get up and get prepared and get out near a tree somewhere and get in a deer stand. You have to get the sleeper boogers out of your eyes. Instruction. Amen. But you have to, people don't have character in this day. And they need to be taught by example and by word of mouth. And they need to see people in our churches, amen,
that
obey the word of God.
That's right.
They can guide them. Talked about these precious ladies. I'm not going to be long on the message, amen. This is message one. You read the whole chapter, make comments, you get one. Well, can you do this all the time? I'm going to do it, amen. But listen, amen. But listen, he was talking about the precious ladies. And you get over there in Titus, amen, where God is instructing the ladies. The older ladies are to teach the younger ladies. But listen, friend, and I'm not fussing at you. If you feel led that you need to dye your hair because you don't like the gray streaks and stuff like that, but all this funky colors that we're seeing today and people looking like a giraffe head, amen, listen, I got problems with that. What have they got to teach? So he said the older women are supposed to teach the younger women. But the problem is, we have no older women that have anything to teach the younger women. They won't be a keeper at home. They won't love their husbands. They're down at the plant loving on everybody else's husband. Amen. Now, if you'll smile and look like you're enjoying this, amen, and it's all pleasant, the message just goes faster. Instruction, we need instruction. But it's amazing to me, amen, when preachers, that even, listen, they say that I believe in going verse by verse, but they get to some of these passes, amen, and they pass the puck. But we're going to have to tell and instruct these precious young ladies. Let me encourage and listen, encourage precious ladies like Sister Pastor back there. Amen. Keep on instructing these young ladies. Listen, a lot of them have nowhere to turn. They're going to have nowhere to go. They're not going to get the instruction from the world and from the television. Amen. It's tearing down everything the Bible's about.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right.
You're going to have, and everything in this world is against that kind of instruction. They put a pressure. Put the pressure on these precious ladies.
Yes, sir.
They've said to my wife time and time again, amen, what do you do for work? Well, let's see. She had children, amen, stacked one on top of another. She cooks 3 meals a day. She washes clothes. Of course, she's got some help now, amen. Hallelujah, and training them. And listen, hey, I don't know if they can cook as good as you, mama, but I tell you, you've done such a good job, amen. Listen, I'm telling these girls, you got to watch them. Amen, they've been baking, selling all these baked goods. And listen, they've been double dipping, amen. Some of these meetings they sell to people. They put it out for fellowship. Then we get to eat it. I think that's pretty smart, amen.
That's good to get you.
Amen. I'm telling you, listen, they listen, but that took some time of a lady, a precious lady, a precious mama, instructing them in things. Listen, not going around wearing a mini skirt.
That's the truth. Yes, sir.
But instructing.
Yeah.
Where are the precious ladies that are going to do that?
I see. Mm-hmm.
Where are the preachers that are going to show by example young men an example of manhood?
Right, we need that. That's right.
That's right.
You can be seated, amen. Hallelujah. Brother Allen had you saying the whole time. Amen. I love you, amen. I love these people. I tell you what, listen, you're not a man because you got a plug of tobacco in your mouth.
That
don't make you a man.
That's right.
Amen. A man knows what it is. Amen. To get up day after day, and though I don't feel like it, and listen, friend, and though I don't even, people talk about loving their job, I don't know if I've ever had a job I loved. But I tell you what I did do. I got up day after day, morning after morning, 1:30 in the morning, whatever it took, 12:30 in the morning, 11:30 at night, and work around the clock, amen, and brought home the bacon.
Right. Amen.
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 I was going to preach about the coming of the Lord. Now let me remind you, amen, that fella down there at Walmart's house said how nice I was. He said, I'm so nice. That's what he said.
God bless you.
Amen. I wish he'd come to this meeting. Amen. Amen. We need some instruction. There is a lack of instruction. And in light of the perilous times that we're living in, thank God, amen. Hey, he said, Timothy, thank God you had an example. You've been instructed in the Holy Scriptures, amen. It's made you wise unto salvation. Keep teaching those kids. Keep reading that Bible. Keep on praying, amen. Don't give up. Don't give in, amen. I know it's perilous times. I know these are dangerous days. But he said you can continue. And listen, you can make a difference in people's lives.
Yes, sir, that's exactly right.
I'm going to keep on Sister Black and try to make a difference. And if nobody else's life, I'm going to try to make a difference in seven people's lives.
Amen.
Yes,
I don't know if I've made much of a difference in Kingsport, Tennessee. Peter, I don't know if I've made much of a difference in some of the places I've gone. But Sister Brenda, I'm going to keep on preaching. Keep on instructing. Keep on reproving. Keep on rebuking. Amen. Keep on, keep on, keep on, because Jesus is coming. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the introduction. Amen. That's what they call it. They told me that was what it was in Bible school. Here's your little cotton ball. Amen. Here, hold on to that. Amen. Hallelujah. That the man of God may be perfect. That word of God, amen, will make you mature and perfect. Amen. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. What have we got to hold on to in these wicked days? Well, Brother Michael, everything's against your family. Everything's against your Christian living.
That's right.
Everything's against your church. You got the Bible to hold on to. You're going to have to get your nose in that Bible.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to anchor your family, Sam, in the Bible, in the Word of God. Because listen, friend, everything else is unsure. Everything else is unstable. Everything else is shifting sand. And you're going to have to get in that Bible. Amen. Amen. How do we know these are the last days? How do we know these are the last days? I just want to mention this, more or less testify. This know also, verse number one, that in the last days perilous times shall come. I've been hearing that all my Christian life, 32 years, 33 years that I've been saved. I've been hearing that Jesus is coming back. And I heard preachers, Brother John, say over the years that they believed they was living the last day. Well, now they're dead and gone.
That's right.
And they said they believed that Jesus was going to come back more than likely during my lifetime, because it looked like everything was funneling down and Jesus was going to come back. And now they're in heaven.
Yeah.
But as I look on the world scene, I read the newspaper when I do and see a few of the commentators, amen, listen on the news broadcast. And listen, friend, sometimes see the news feeds and things that are getting worse and worse and worse, and perilous days are here. I know the last days are upon us. And I personally believe this. I believe we're living in some of the last of the last days.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
According to the Word of God. We see the danger of the times. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Young lady, I'm sorry that you're a victim of prophecy. You didn't choose to be born in this day, amen, but you're living in the day, amen, where it is a danger. I mean, you can go to Walmart, amen, and listen, somebody, some lunatic can come out with a gun and just blow your family away. You never know what will happen. People's minds are blown out on drugs. And listen, I'm not trying to be smart and mean, amen, but people have got so desensitized to that, amen, they start their kids out on Ritalin.
Come on now.
It's just an introductory drug. That's all it is. And listen, friend, they go through their whole life, their mind blown out on drugs. And listen, what they talk about, they always emphasize people getting killed with guns. They never emphasize, amen, but the person most of the time is blown out of their mind.
Yeah. That's right.
How's it cut?
Yeah.
We're living in dangerous days. And because of the danger of the times, amen, this is perilous times. And the Bible says they shall come. They are here.
Yeah.
They are here, amen. They're dangerous. They're hazardous. They're full of risk, amen. We live in dangerous times. We live in days of apostasy, amen. Where the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. Sometimes the Spirit speaks. But this time he says, Brother Tim, the Spirit speaketh expressly. Notice what he said. Then in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, not the multi-faith. Amen. There's one Lord, one baptism, and one faith. Amen. You just have to deal with it. Amen. The Lord knows nothing about multi-faith. Amen. It ain't come any way you can. It ain't come the Catholic way and have the big meeting, amen. And let's all come together and just come down and make it the best way you can to heaven. That's a good way to go to hell. You better come God's way.
Amen.
He said, amen, some shall depart from thee faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Now, they tell me up here, and I've only been up here a couple times, Sister Rose, they tell me that this used to be real farmland. Of course, they still raise crops and corn and all that. Listen, when they take those cattle and they brand the cattle and they put that burning hot iron on that cattle, and they used to brand them with whatever the branding iron was to show this is our cattle. Sometimes they try to change it. But when they take that branding iron and heat it up, amen, and then put it down and it burned through the hair and the flesh, it killed the sales. It killed the sales. You know what we're dealing with today, Brother John? The Holy Spirit is spoken expressly. Men have rejected it, amen. God has seared a bunch of people with a hard iron.
Well,
their conscience is dead.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
There are some things God won't rectify. Are you listening to me? If you're here tonight and lost, you better quit trifling with your soul.
Yep.
Because if God sears your conscience with a hot iron, the sails are killed and nothing ever grows in that spot again.
Oh, come on.
Right.
God's given you a conscience and it's a precious thing.
Yes, sir.
It's a serious thing when you sin against your conscience.
Come on. Amen.
And when God puts the seal and listen, sears that conscience, amen, you will be damned forever. You know what he does with reprobates? I don't want to get, and it's in here, amen, but I don't want to get all misconstrued. I tell you what, when you read Romans 1, you know what he's done to a lot of that crowd that's crossed the line, and I don't know where that line is. Some people say it's the act. I don't know if I can go that far. I mean, there's been a lot of people, and I'm not going to get too explicit here, that have been raised up in a relationship they had nothing to do with. They may get introduced to that mess.
That's right.
Against their will.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen? But wherever that line is, Peter, that they cross the line into reprobation in the matter of a sodomite lifestyle, there is no coming back. I've stood on the streets and preached to that crowd. I'm talking about thousands of them. And I said, you say, what message would you preach to them? I said, if you can get saved, you better repent. There's a God that is angry about this sin. God's angry with the wicked every day, but God's about fed up. And God is judging this country with sodomy, amen.
That's right. Exactly right. You're right.
every time the judgment of God fell through apathy and apostasy, sodomites broke out in the land.
That's right.
Oh, come on. Yes, sir.
And wherever it is that you cross the line, God sears the conscience. And you won't want to get saved. Are you listening to me? We're living in perilous. Listen. When I was born and raised in Wise, Virginia, yeah, I'm a hick, okay? I'm proud of it, I'm a hick. When I went to Bible school and they made fun of how I talked and everything else like that, it didn't bother me one minute. I thought they talked fine. I thought everybody would talk like I talk. Amen? And when I was raised over in Wise, I had no idea. I lived a very sheltered life and everything. And when I went to public school and stuff like that, I had no idea what people was acting out and what they was talking about. Amen. And even back then, amen, listen, it was seeping in. Listen, the reprobate lifestyle and the licentious lifestyle. I'm going to tell you, you're messing with fire. Amen. Thought about the message, amen, that I preached a few times on digging a pit to the bottomless pit. Mm-hmm. And every shovel full of sin that you dig down in that ungodly lifestyle is getting you closer to the bottomless pit.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And one day it'll break through, it'll cave in, and you won't come back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're living in perilous times.
Right,
dangerous times, amen. Days of apostasy. The Bible said some shall depart from the faith, and we're seeing it. Preachers that we thought we had confidence in, Brother John and Brother Tim, we saw it over the years, and they departed from the faith, and they're preaching a so-called new gospel, an easier way, amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you, friend, we're seeing an apostasy on every hand. People we never dreamed of.
That's right.
These are dangerous days. It's days of scoffing. The Bible said in these last days, amen, scoffers will come. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Second Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they're willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overthrown with water, notice it says overflow with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved in the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. These are days of scoffing. You get on the street. I realize, amen, sometimes it's a little different, north and south and some of the big cities and stuff like that. But you get on the street and preach the gospel. I mean, preach it as plain as you know how. I don't care what text you take. I don't care if it's on hell. I don't care if it's on heaven. I don't care if it's on the love of God. A lady rebuked me one time. I was preaching as a flea market, a large flea market in Virginia. And she rebuked me and she said, these people, you're preaching this way and all these people love God. I said, love God? This was a Saturday. I said, they'll be out here tomorrow on the Lord's Day and they won't be in the house of God. They don't love God.
That's right.
And I was preaching on the love of God. But they think because you raise your voice and warn people about sin and preach against sin, amen. How in the world is people going to see that they're a sinner unless God condemns them by the law? You have to preach the law in its rightful order. But you know, we've got scoffers that the Bible says in Jude 18, they're mockers. And they scoff at sin and they scoff at hell and they scoff at the coming of the Lord and they scoff at the messengers of God, amen. And listen, they scoff and they mock and they ridicule and they make fun. I've been preaching in meetings, amen, for a long time, amen. And I've watched people preach, young people, young lady, preach and laugh and mock while I'm earnestly begging people and weeping and preaching on hell. And you know why that is? They've watched so much. And not, listen, you don't hear me, listen, using bywords and stuff like that. You got to understand. Bro, team, you know me, amen. But they've watched so much hell on TV, amen. They do not think hell's real.
Yeah,
that's right.
Come on.
They have no clue. They watch so much blood and guts and gore. And some of you kids, amen, are playing some of these videos where there's extra credit of beheading somebody and everything else. Why would you think there's a hell?
Right.
And so they mock and they scoff at it.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Exactly right. Exactly right.
I'm telling you something. I don't claim to be a very good preacher. I just know that God called me to preach. I know that. My school didn't even say I was a very good preacher. The school I went to, amen, they said I was too long and too loud. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I knew God did a work in my heart when he saved me and he wanted me to preach. I knew that. I've doubted a lot of things, but I never have doubted that God wanted me to preach. And I'm going to tell you, friend, we live in a day and hour where people are so arrogant and so haughty, amen, that they mock the man of God. Brother John has probably been in this pulpit over the years and sincerely pouring out his heart and proved he's loved this community. And people have sat right here and probably mocked him and scoffed at him. But one day, Jude said, God's going to come to execute judgment upon all. And the mockers are going to be shut down.
Yeah, that's right.
And the scoffing's going to stop.
Yes, sir.
And the screaming's going to start. They're going to cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face with whom we have to do. But listen, there'll be no place to hide. No place to hide. Perilous times. But the sad thing about it is, amen, we live in days of indifference. We live in days of indifference. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. We live in days of indifference. The Bible says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Amen. Yeah. They don't want a preacher.
No.
Brother Tim, I would say we could be more accessible to the First Baptist group if we would be a motivational speaker.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm a motivational speaker. I used to make people mad. I'm motivated to do something. But listen, I'm not trying to just get your goat. I'm telling you, really, the days of indifference, it doesn't make no difference if it's like God gives it to Brother John or listen to Brother Haney and he's preaching in the love of God. I've never seen such days of indifference.
Say my that's right, man.
People just don't care.
That's right.
And they want a smooth talker. And they want somebody, amen, that'll give them fables and tales. I was listening to a preacher preach, and I'm not trying to be the super critic of preachers, amen, but he was telling so many tales. It's kind of this stripe, amen, they've got to seemingly brag about themselves, all the people that went into the Lord and stuff like that, amen. And he was telling so many tales. I had no idea the point he was trying to press in his message. I mean, had no clue. But you know what? That kind of preaching don't bother people.
That's right.
It don't bother people, amen. We're not up here to give a diatribe about ourselves.
Yes, come on now.
We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord is what we're supposed to be preaching.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Jesus is coming, folks.
Sure.
We're living in dangerous days, perilous times. And I'm going to tell you, friend, we're not to be promoting ourselves. It's not my ministry.
Come on, that's good.
I'm supposed to be, we sang about, we're supposed to be glorifying Him,
amen.
The Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And I know I may be boisterous in some preachers, amen. But I'm going to tell you, friend, it doesn't matter how it's presented in this day. A lot of people are just indifferent.
That's right.
Indifferent. They just do not care. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right.
I hope the majority of you are not like that. I don't believe the majority of you are like that, but there's probably some people in here, amen. Let's just get it in and get it over with. That's why some of you, I don't know if any of you are here, because I don't know really who comes here on Sundays, amen. That's the reason one Sunday a month will do you, or one Sunday, listen, one Sunday ain't enough for me. They have free services down at our church, special services down at our church, work day at our church, amen. And I had a friend that got saved, Brother Brian Nibbs, that got saved by the grace of God. He got so excited, amen, he showed up at the ladies' meeting, amen. He didn't know it was a ladies' meeting. He just heard they was having church, amen. And he come, he said, I want to be in church, amen. Where's that kind of people? They're excited about the Lord. But we've got people today, they're indifferent. They never move on any proposition.
That's right.
They never feel the need to pray.
That's it.
They never feel God grip their hearts, squeeze them till the juice runs out their eyes. They've seen amazing grace, and it's not amazing to them any longer.
Yeah.
They sing about the cross, amen, but they ain't never been there.
Come on.
Are you listening to me? We live in days of indifference. And Jesus is coming. I know these are the last days because we live in days of danger. And therefore, the psalmist said in Psalm 12 and verse number 1, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. But Tim, you ever felt like that? You felt like sometimes you was almost alone? Over the years, I've tried to preach, and I know, Brother John, it can't be me that does it. It's the Holy Spirit that deals with men. But I have literally poured out my whole energy. There's several times, to God be the glory, I have preached until I have almost fainted from exhaustion. I'm talking about in the power of the Spirit. And it seems like nobody cares.
That's right.
I preach, Brother John, for older preachers that have got up and wept in their pulpit. And they says, doesn't anybody see a need to move? Nobody ever moves in this church. Nobody ever comes to the altar. Nobody ever prays. Nobody's concerned. We are in the last days. You know what this meeting is about? It's not about Brother John, the pastor. It's not about Brother Tim. It's not about Brother Rose. It's about the Lord and God using His Word to motivate you and move on your heart and warm your heart to the things of God. And if God, nobody warms your heart, it means, say, God has drawn near.
Right.
That's it.
Good.
That's
good.
And when God does that, move at His beckoning and His calling. You say, I don't know whether I'm under conviction or not. Has God showed you yourself?
Uh-oh.
That ain't you. That's God.
That's it.
Right. That'll work.
We live in perilous times. Brother, listen, Nathan, we're living in days. I just remembered you now. I tell you, I'm getting part-timers, amen. Been trying to pray for you, and I was looking for you, amen. It's all your precious. I said, where's he at, amen? I hope he's here tonight. But we're living in days. Jesus, for the team, is coming back real soon.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
And time's running out. And yet we've got indifference among the saints. And we've got indifference among sinners. Just not bothered. It's not gripped. And therefore, I've preached on a lot of these passages, amen, individually. Therefore, Isaiah 59 verse 14, truth is fallen in the street. Truth is disregarded. Truth is trampled. Oh my. We ought to be redeeming the time because the days are evil. We ought to be diligent and active in duty and preparation. Amen. Because these are the days. Even though they're evil days, these are the days before the coming of the Lord. And nobody knows the hour. And nobody knows the moment of time. And people predicted it. And everybody bought a generator, amen, in 2000. Because the computers were going to crash, amen. I know I didn't get a generator, and I wasn't better than anybody. I didn't even have a computer back then. I said, computer's crashing. I don't care. I ain't got one. I had a flip phone, too. Well, it might have went out, amen. But hallelujah, we'd have been better off anyway. Amen. I tell you what. These are evil days, but I want to say these are exciting days.
That's right.
It's dark days, Brother Hayden. On every hand, it doesn't matter where you look. It's dark days. It's dark days out there. And many times in the church, it's dark days. But thank God, these are exciting days. Because I'm going to see my Savior real soon.
That's right.
I love Him.
Yes, sir.
I love Him. I love Him. Because He first loved me,
amen,
and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Hallelujah. I love Him. I'm looking for Him. I'm longing for Him. I'm listening for the sound of that shofar, that trumpet. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm looking for it. Amen. I know these are the last days. Amen. Because of the danger of the times. I just don't have time. I need to close. Because of the deeds of men. In verses 2 through 4. They're lovers of their own self. They're fond of self. They live the self life. The self life. We can't do without the self life. I mean, even in church we can't. And listen, I'm not fussing. Amen. I know she records out of this. Amen. But listen, friend. We live the self. We live the selfie life. Oh, yes. Yes. I'm going to send that to somebody. Amen. Yes, sir, baby. The self life. We're lovers of self. We spend more time on ourselves than about anything.
You're right.
Amen.
Yeah.
A lot of us, amen, spend a lot of our paycheck, amen, just to look younger. Well, Peter, there ain't a thing I can do about my bald spot, amen. I've been thinking about, amen, getting a brown magic marker and just color it in, amen. But we love self. We love self. We're advice we can get. I'm glad a lot of my messages, there are some, amen, I can't help it. Some of them are out on the internet and stuff like this, you know, and stuff like, I'm glad I'm not so hung up on how many likes I get, amen. I'm depressed enough. But some of you, amen, that's how you go up and down, up and down. You're just, your mood swings up and down. They like me, they come on, they it's because you're hung up with the self. Like, young lady, don't get hung up with the self. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Jesus, amen. What does he think about me? Facebook. Get on your face before God. Get on your prayer book. Talk to Jesus. Get in the secret place, amen. That'll help you love yourself. It'll humble you. Get in there, Brother Stephen, amen. And God start dredging out, puking out all that garbage.
Hey, that's right.
I'm not talking about lost people. I'm talking about saved folks.
Right.
We love ourselves. I mean, these preachers strut their stuff, come in a Hickey Freeman suit, amen. I don't even know if that's a real suit. I heard somebody say, they say it's an expensive suit. Amen. I'm not supposed to say to Bro Tim, you got that to do with me. Amen. But listen, we think we're really something. And you know what? You know why people in the pew act like that? They've watched preachers strut their stuff. Think they're something. But there ain't going to be no preaching till I show up. I got in trouble one time, amen, several times for me. But listen, I was preaching to preachers, amen, and I said, you're always preaching to me. I was preaching then, amen, I was getting a chance. And listen, I said, you're always preaching to me. Get down here on this altar. I said, after I get done preaching, you get on the altar. I didn't get to preach from other preachers. But we think we're really something. We're lovers of self. Listen, I was taught character, amen. I was always taught a preacher will look like a preacher. That's just how I was taught, and that's just how I'm going to stay.
Amen.
I kept wearing a suit and tie. That don't make me a preacher, amen. I was taught a preacher wore a suit and tie, and that's just how I'm going to stay.
Amen.
Amen. I try to conduct myself like a preacher. I try to have character. I'm not against people having that, but we live in a day and hour, amen, where we are struck on ourselves. Amen. That precious little baby right there, that's what some of you act like, amen, when you preach against self and stuff like that. See, quiet him down, amen. Hey, listen. What we need to do is humble ourselves inside the Lord. The Bible says he'll lift you up. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. He'll exalt you in due time. Amen. 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 Lovers of self. Covetous. Covetous. Fond of silver, money. I'm not against you, listen, making money. It does make money. It takes money. Degrees the wheels. Somebody's got to pay the bills around here. Amen. I've never asked any preacher, amen, what they's going to give me or what they had to give me to come. I've always come on a free will level. And let me say this before I forget. Listen, I appreciate a church that has a burden, amen, and knows their expense. I appreciate you, church. I want to say, listen, if you don't give me another dime, amen, I appreciate what you've done to even get me up here. And that's a blessing. And I thank God for you. There's been men and people out here working and laboring, and you're going to work long hours, and you're going to think some of us preachers ain't going to never quit preaching, and you're tired, amen. Amen. And I appreciate you, amen. And I know I've been right where you've been and still am. But we live in a day and hour, man, where people are covetous. Amen. They're fond of silver and gold and money. And they'll trade in the Lord's Day. And I mean, listen, after all, it offers double time. The Lord's never been sold out so cheap.
Uh-oh.
I told them there yesterday where I was at, and I wasn't shooting at nobody, amen. And I tell them at my local church, I said, this is Sunday. I took off all day for this. And I've done that my whole Christian life.
Amen.
I took off the whole day. It was the Lord's Day, all day, amen. And my parents and God taught me, and the scriptures taught me, I ought to be faithful to the house of God. And guess what? God's been paying my bills a long time.
Amen.
I just don't miss church. If I wasn't at Pennsylvania preaching yesterday, I'd have been at my local church. If they had both services, I'd have been there. If I wasn't preaching.
Amen.
God can bless you and God can pay you bills. Amen. We're boasters. Same word as a braggart. Amen. We're proud. We appear above others. Conspicuous. Haughty. Blasphemers. We're railers. Amen. It's all the evidence of the last days. Disobedient to parents. Listen to me, young ladies. Young men. Have you ever seen a day, parents, where we've had... And listen, you just wait. You just wait. There's sometimes you can control these youngins. You better.
All right.
You better. I know this is being recorded and stuff like that, amen. And right. Listen, I don't try to be stupid. But you better correct your children in the right way.
Come on.
Yeah.
This world's against correction and spanking.
Sure.
Amen. I'll be honest with you, my parents didn't abuse me, but there was a few times I thought mom and dad was beating me. And they's doing it right on the place. God put extra padding back there. But you know, you've got to tell these young parents, they have no idea. The brats will totally tear the church down. I'm talking about Christian folks. God expects you to correct them. You wait till they get up. If you don't correct them, you wait till they get up to be teenagers.
Oh, boy.
And that seed of rebellion's in them, amen. We live in a day and hour where, listen, kids are disobedient to parents, amen. They are dangerous. I've got, a cousin I'm thinking of right now, amen. And listen, they said, well, he got off the dope. I said, Dad, they put him on another dope to get him off that dope. His eyes are glassy-eyed. His room is full of guns. And if it ain't for the grace of God, he'll come out and kill them all. Disobedient to parents. And there's a right way to do that. But I'm going to tell you what, you better ask God to help you and give you wisdom.
Come on.
Or you're going to have something on your hand you can't handle.
Yes. Right.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say this. We've lived in a generation of people that have not been corrected. Parents can't control them. Police can't control them. The world government can't control them. Nobody can control them, amen.
That's right.
And the rebels against authorities, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And I know people get upset with you here, especially when you deal with some of this mind-altering stuff, amen, but the answer is not giving them appeal.
Come on. Exactly right. Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
I know you're getting deep waters here. You say, you little punk.
Come on.
You don't, listen, I am no longer a young punk.
Come on.
I'm 52 years old.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got one that's 20-year-old, and my kids are not raised yet, and I understand that, amen.
Sure.
At least somebody's got to run the insane asylum.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
The same old we got an insane asylum. Amen. Somebody's got to run the joint.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you what, if you don't correct them, they're going to grow up and they're going to give you a lot of grief and a lot of heartache.
You're right.
And God said how to do that.
He did.
Train up a child the way he should go. When he is old, he'll not depart from it. The Bible said, this is what God said. Thou shalt beat him with a rod, and thou shalt deliver his soul from hell.
Yes, that's right.
And if you don't do that according to the Word of God, scripturally, right, and in love, you'll send them to hell.
Come on.
That's right.
That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Amen.
We live in a generation of people, amen, that have received no correction, and they cannot receive correction from a pulpit because they never know what it was to be corrected.
Come on.
Never.
Come on.
Yep. Hateful, and they're full of hate.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are full of the devil.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Disobedient to parents. You children ought to thank the Lord you've got parents that raise you in the house of God and lovingly discipline you and correct you. I'm not talking about abuse. I'm not interested, amen, in people having welts all up their back and against the back of their head. I'm not interested in that bunch of junk. That is abuse.
That's right.
That is abuse. I'm not interested in that stuff, amen, but I'm going to tell you what, you better rein that in. I'll say this. I didn't even believe in ADHD until we had David. I didn't. He's named after me. He acts like me. And I am reaping more than I sowed. With him. But you got to correct him. You got to discipline him. I'm not trying to embarrass you, Mom. I'm not. But I remember I'd be driving a truck and I'd be 400 miles away. My wife had called me and she was weeping and she was bawling, amen. And she said, "It's not working. It's not working." You know, she was disciplining the kids, amen. You know, they just being like their dad, Adam. Amen. You know, Adam, Genesis, yeah. Amen. I'm gonna cut it up small for you, amen. But listen, friend, you just got to keep working on them.
That's right.
And I'm not saying my kids are perfect, but I tell you what, my girls, we're trying to raise them in as young. Look, some of them are young women. They ain't young girls. The oldest is 20 years old. Listen, I don't throw off on people, amen, but I say, I really believe it. That's the reason we have her dressed like that and look like that. That's what a 20-year-old should look like.
Amen. Right.
Shouldn't be all dolled up.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on now.
Listen, I don't try to be mean. I'm about through. I don't try to be mean. I really don't. And I don't try. There's been boys that I've known. I've been known ever since I've preached for a long time. But listen, I'm not interested in cashing in my chips of my daughters, amen, on somebody I have no peace about.
Come on.
And I'm not mean to people, amen, but I'm submarine some things.
Right. That's right, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Say, I have no peace about it.
Amen.
Yeah.
You say we got a full house, amen. You need to get some of them out, amen. I'd rather them stay with me.
Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Yep.
I know I'm not much to live with, amen. But I'd rather you stay with me. I'm a guy like General Lee, General Robert E. Lee. He wouldn't encourage it. None of his daughters married. None of them married. And if you look at one of them, amen, she was beautiful. One of his daughters was beautiful. But none of them married. I'd rather you stay with me. And God can make you happy.
That's right.
Well, and you be crying yourself to sleep every night. Find out you married a jerk.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on. Yeah. You say that wasn't very kind.
Oh, no, it's right, brother. Right now,
I would say, amen, that's just how the Lord made me. Amen. But I would. Young lady, amen. Where do you find your satisfaction?
That's it.
Hey. Where's your satisfaction at? You know what? I'm not saying I'm anybody. But I had to give myself over to God.
and find him as my satisfaction. And it's just amazing how God dropped the most beautiful young lady I'd ever seen in my life. Not literally in my lap, you understand, amen. And I met Sarah Howe. Just waiting on God. Seeking the Lord. Praying. And you're living all frustrated. And you kind of get irksome against your parents. It's trying to shield you and shelter you. And you're looking out to a far country. It's not what you think.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not what you think.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm.
So you better stay tied up until God looses you.
Yeah. Yes. Come on.
It ain't nowhere near the end of them verses, amen?
Yes.
But some of you done quit on me, amen, so I guess I better quit too. Right. I'm done.
Pastor, wait one moment here.
Amen.
You would be so kind. Well, thank you very much.
Amen.
Brother Rose will be preaching tomorrow night. Lord showed me also that he'll have Wednesday morning. All right? Some of you can't be here Wednesday morning. Don't worry about it. Those of you who can, you'll be here Wednesday morning. Okay? There's a crisis in this country. I mean, it's a crisis. Well, Moses was up meeting with the Lord, face shining. The people were down there eating, drinking, and naked.
Right.
Plain. Most glorious day and moment of Moses' life.
Yeah.
The people were in the most foul condition they could have been in. Now, when I was a boy, we lived in between three cow pastures. There was a big old barn up on the other side of us, but we lived in between three cow pastures. Back in the day when a man with 40, 50 cows could make a living for his family, can't do that today, okay? But we saw a lot of natural things and such, but I remember one time we had a white fence in the backyard. We had a cat that had come of age. It was a black cat, and she was looking for love. She'd come of age. And a neighboring cat came over from the big old barn across the street. He wasn't quite of age. And he got up on that fence and she just rubbed herself on him. And he just looked at her. Then she rubbed herself the other way. He just looked at her. He wasn't of age.
Yeah.
She kind of did that again and finally she smacked that cat across the face and he ran off. Right? He didn't want that kind of thing around there anymore. When my father was 17, he was shooting anti-aircraft gun off of a destroyer in the Pacific.
Right.
Japanese kamikazes. Today, the federal laws call people children until they're 26. Okay? Mommy got to take care of them. Daddy got to take care of them. And there's a crisis. Back in the spring, I went to a preacher's meeting. My wife and I went up there in Rochester. They brought in two of the finest preachers I've heard in a long time, both of them out of the state of Alabama. And they both said the same thing. They said there's a crisis in fundamentalism because right now 72% of men in fundamental, that King James Bible-believing fundamental Baptist churches when polled said in the last 7 days, I have looked at hardcore pornography. Alabama. Good preachers. Good churches. And they were in agony over it.
Right.
Agony. What do we do?
Yeah.
And what it's produced in this country is we have young women who've been raised up according to the desires of nature. What is that? They'd like to have a home. They'd like to have a family.
Right.
They'd like to be able to yield their talents, their love, their heart, their bodies to a man who would love them and give himself for them. They would love to do that. But you young ladies, you're about as frustrated right now as my cat was. And if you want to know where the problem is, that's where the problem is. Some of you ladies are crying, where's the problem, where's the problem? That's where the problem is, okay?
Yeah.
We have young men more in love with media and their privy members than they are.
Yeah.
Okay? With any thought of ever being an adult and taking over and manhood.
That's right.
That's the reality. That's where we are. Okay, we're just cutting to the chase. That's where the, if you want to know where the problems are, that's where the problems are. Okay? And I thank God for some of you men in this church who God delivered you from that.
Right.
God delivered you.
Praise Him.
God delivered you. God delivered you. God delivered you. And I thank God for that.
Yes, sir.
And I grieve and I sorrow and I'm in agony over those that are yet to be delivered.
Amen.
In agony.
Yeah.
Don't even know how to pray for it sometimes. I just know that God has given us a meeting here. And God brought you in a preacher who, A, works. He works. If he wasn't here this week, what would you be doing, brother, if you weren't here this week? He'd be out there working, okay? He'd be out there carrying mattresses, delivering, working, okay? Worked all his life. But God has brought him in here. God's been gracious to this church. So gracious. Now listen. I love what Brother Rose said to his daughters. I love that. Pretty girls. Whoever gets one of those Rose girls, they'll never want for a good biscuit. Okay? They'll never want for one of those. Okay? They'll never want for somebody who'll care for their children. They'll never want for a woman that'll keep a house clean. They'll never want for that. Okay? But God forbid that one of those girls ever step down from what this man has showed them to be and take something lesser. And that's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about. God forbid. Okay? God forbid. Now, the difference between your daddy and Robert E. Lee, your daddy's winning. All right? Don't ever forget it. All right? You don't shoot at the American flag. All right? All right? Your daddy's winning. But both of them are men.
Where's my comparison?
Yeah. All right? We're going to close this out. Tonight, the altar call is at home.
Amen.
The altar call is at home. I think it's about time we have some men put on their big boy shoes.
Come on.
Their big boy pants. I'm done being a baby. I'm done being a little boy. I'm done living in both worlds. I'm done living in both of these.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what Jesus Christ said? He said, if your eye offends you, you better pluck it out.
Right.
Your hand offends you, cut it off. And somehow they have to sleep with a cell phone.
No.
Then it offends. I think it's time that some of you, whatever God's calling you for that altar call at home, I think it's time that some of you meet that altar call. Okay? Pastor Haney, would you close us with a song or prayer, whatever the Lord would show you? Page 445.